If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Amy brings up the garden of listeners. During that point, I'd like to announce, all right, I don't want you people around here. You're fucking idiots. They like wrote me a letter, and it started with Eric. And it was so dramatic. You have grown a garden of listeners. And then it was all even more dramatic from that point. I was like, what the fuck is this? And boy, I read it in dramatic fashion. It was fucking great. Chris writes, you have to understand, Becky, they're racist. Yoda World says, Garden of Listeners is serial killer talk. All right. Before we go any further, I want to mention some great sponsors. Irvine's, how about them? They just signed up for another quarter of marketing. Thank you. If you want to get your car repaired right the first time, reach out to my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair. And it's spelled ervines.com. Go to their website. Look at their Google reviews. Review after review after review. Damn near 5 stars. Some wise ass along the way probably gave them like 4.5 or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, 616-532-6600 for Irvine's. They can work on your regular car. They can work on your EVs, your hybrids. They have all of the skills necessary to work on the most current technology. 616-532-6600. My favorite thing about Irvine's is when you go there for, let's say you want to get your brakes checked. Hey, yeah, these brakes are worn. Fronts need to be redone. Just the pads. Backs. You're going to need some rotors. All right, do that. But we're also seeing this. This one is not that urgent. This one not that urgent. This one's really urgent. Like, I think Jeremy just had something go down where he needed something repaired. Yeah, this is urgent. You got to take care of this. Oh, shit, I had no idea. Yeah, we know. That's how that works. Now, if you want, you could say, no, don't fix any of that shit. I want to ride in a death trap. You can. It's up to you. But they take care of you at Irvine's. Irvine's has your back. There you go. That's a slug line. Irvine's has your back. 616-532-6600. 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Rebecca says, I'll be reaching out next week. I've got a check engine light going on. Yeah, that means something. Thank you to Berlin Raceway. By the way, I won't be there this weekend, but the weekend after, I will be there Saturday for races at Berlin. If you want tickets, you have to buy them in advance by 11:59 Friday. $15, 11:59 Friday. Go to berlinraceway.com. So if there's Mr. You and Mrs. You and you got 4 kids, age 15, 13, 11, and 8, you like a lot of children. You have a lot of children. If you go anywhere, it's a goddamn fortune. not at Berlin. Mom gets a ticket. Dad gets a ticket. That's 30. Everything else, free. What? How could that be? 15 and under, free. Parking, free. And then since that's expensive to get concessions for everybody, bring all your own snacks, all your own soft drinks for the kids. Put it in a cooler, 12 by 18. In fact, mom can take a cooler and dad can take a cooler. You can pack a whole fucking three-course meal. They don't care. As long as it's in a 12 by 18 cooler and that you do not bring any glass and you do not bring any alcohol. Alcohol. They sell booze there. It's cheap when you buy it. Go to BerlinRaceway.com for tickets and to see what type of racing. On the 12th, I forgot what is Kuiper's. What are the super late models are going to be racing? I think they're called that. Or the super modifieds. These are the ones, the cars that will be going around the track on the 12th. Are the ones that weigh like 90 pounds and they have like 8,000 horsepower engine in it. They go so fast that the vehicle needs like this big wedge on top to keep it from taking off like an airplane. Fastest night of the year, Saturday the 12th at Berlin. You need to be there for that. Also, hello to King's Room Barbershop. That's where I get my hair cut. Go to kingsroom.net for exact locations, hours of operation, and schedules. You got three locations. One is in Caledonia, one is Northland Drive, and one is in Wyoming at 821 36th Street. Great crew over there. Go see Andy and Colleen. They are the owners, operators. They're awesome. They cut hair. Once you have somebody start cutting your hair, you'll be like, I love this person cutting my hair. You might want them to do it again. So you kind of got to look at the schedule, see where they're going to be in your next one. Sometimes they travel to different locations. But all there at kingsroom.net. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop for being a sponsor of my show. We've got a situation here in Grand Rapids or the West Michigan area. I take it back. Eggleston Township. Not in Grand Rapids. It's in Muskegon County. I don't know how this happened, but some idiot was stumbling along, and the next thing you know, he finds himself in a wastewater treatment pond. Now, this is right up Chris from Buffalo's, dials into his skill set. He works in this industry, wastewater treatment. And I don't understand, maybe they'll tell us in the story what's going on here, but it's an open pond. And this fucking idiot winds up in the pond. And now he's bitching, saying that pond needs some serious security. Let's get to the bottom of this one.
A man who found himself stuck in a pond at a wastewater treatment plant says that facility needs more security.
This is him. He's recovering. See that image of him there? All right, that's definitely hard living line appearance. Thank you to whoever that was.
Facility needs more security.
Chris Menzies suffered serious injuries when he says he tumbled into a basin of sewer and storm water at the Muskegon County Wastewater Treatment Facility. Target 8 investigators...
Okay, now you saw that. It's in the middle of nowhere. He managed to stumble into that goddamn thing. I'm just going to look at it. There's nothing around it. It's in a perfect location. Not around any residences. Only a true fuckface would stumble into a full of sewage and wastewater. I'm just going to go out on a limb and suggest that this guy was fucked up.
the Muskegon County Wastewater Treatment Facility. Target 8 investigator Susan Samples reports Menzie's injuries prevented him from climbing up and out of the pond, which had steep banks, though it only held a few feet of water.
Such an Eggleston fire on a Med 1 near drowning with rescue in the wastewater, 698 North Maple Island.
6:30 on Friday morning at the Muskegon County Wastewater Plant, a man spotted in this pond, apparently stuck in 3 feet of sewer and storm water.
Found a male in one of the water cells.
That male, Chris Menzie, believes he...
Look at him. Oh, my God.
Fell in Thursday night, spent 8 hours in the water until he was rescued and rushed to the hospital, where he remains, recovering from a brain bleed, collapsed lung, broken ribs, and shattered vertebra.
I don't remember much about what actually happened as far as the event itself.
He was massively disoriented from the trauma.
Okay, there you go.
The cold.
Real sexy voice Andrea vibe on this one. Okay. That's definitely hard living line appearance.
And he was hypothermic when they found him.
Menzie's girlfriend, Jessie Tisron, says the 41-year-old took a walk Thursday night to clear his head. Life had been rough lately.
It became
dark. Uh-huh. You know what that means.
Dark, and he got lost and disoriented.
The couple's home in the Maple Island Estate.
Another red flag. They live in Maple Island Estates, Modern Mobile Homes Park.
Is approximately 2,000 feet as the crow flies, and as Menzie was walking, from the pond where he ended up.
How'd you like to be the residents of the mobile home park that they built next to the shit pond? Oh my God, this might be the most HLL story that has ever HLL'd.
Wastewater property is massive, 11,000 acres, a place where people watch wildlife and hunt it. It's not clear exactly where Menzie fell in, though Tisron believes it was likely here, where the barrier is not quite 2 feet tall, and there's one spot that has no retaining wall at all. What the couple says they are certain of, Menzie was not on drugs, drinking, or suicidal.
I can't.
Sure, if you say so.
Remember...
Yeah, how did he sustain all those injuries? Because I'm looking at that scenery and it's like, did he like body slam himself down onto the concrete and roll into the shit water?
Like, believing that I could see some people across the way and just screaming for hours that night, or as I remember, screaming for help for hours.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely should have had more barriers, for sure. This is a residential area.
Shut up.
You know, it may not have been when they placed it there, but it is.
That is not a residential area. That is a wastewater retention pond that no one ever has gone for a walk by.
It is now, and they needed to address that.
Even if you are walking along it, how in the world could you possibly fall into that? And how do you get out? Or how do you not get out? I'm looking at those embankments. Who can't crawl out of that?
Muskegon County responded late this afternoon to our questions saying, quote, we can confirm the incident occurred in cell one. That's how they refer to those retention ponds. They went on to say, we have never had individuals that we are aware of trespass and enter into any of the wastewater cells. A county spokesperson said it could not comment at this time about lighting around the pond, nor if they're considering new barriers for that pond, which has not been used, actually, since 2017.
Oh, so that's like seven, that 8-year-old shit water. It's not even fresh shit water. Yeah, the idea that they would have to do anything to keep people out of that. If I work for that entity, I'm going to actually put up a billboard, and instead of a barrier, all you need to do is put this asshole's picture on there and say, if you are as stupid as this fuck, you might wind up in this shit water. If you are a total moron, you might be in this shit water like this asshole. Oh, my God. Tofa says common sense would keep you from walking into shit ponds. Phone call rolling in. Hello. Hello. I've been getting a lot of telemarketing calls lately. And now I'll probably get a lot more because I picked that one up. Shitwater Hill Jacks for asshole of the day. Just write it down now. And then the idea that they're, oh, yeah, they should have barriers. They should have signs. They should have an electric fence. They should have a dome. Put a sarcophagus over all of this to keep us out, to keep us safe. You're an idiot. How stupid are you? You know you're dumb. When you move in, well, she probably can only move into a place, and him, that the backyard is a wastewater treatment facility. I like how it's like, yeah, he just went for a walk to clear his head. He's been having a rough time. Come on. I don't believe any of that. Tofus says, stop going onto private property. Easy. Yoda World says, cartoonishly bad place to live. Yeah, I'm guessing that the lot rent for that dump is pretty cheap. You know they say, like, some folks who are poor as fuck, they need a place to live too. That's where they live. That's the only way those poor fucks are going to wind up getting a place to live. You know, there's a reason why they can get away with $200 lot rent and, you know, whatever it costs for the actual mobile home with about a 24% interest rate. Chris says he was definitely not on drugs. I want to know how he sustained all the injuries, because if you fall 1 foot into a retention pond, you're not going to have busted ribs and a brain bleed. So we are not getting, in my opinion, all of the information necessary that gap-tooth girlfriend talked about. I like how at one point gap-tooth had to announce, yeah, he was not drunk and he was not on drugs. And he's not suicidal either. All this was a mistake because there was not a fence to keep him safe. Bob says he looked like a big boy. Heifers fall hard. Jeremy says the brain bleed explains why he was there in the first place. Exactly. God damn. Cole says, forget the shit pond. Who goes into any pond? Yeah, this whole thing is weird. Yoda World adds, yeah, that guy's physique looks like he'd have problems with a baby gate. You guys are funny today. I'll give you that. Keith Urban was on the radio. And Mix 102.3, Haley and Max in the morning. They are known as Australia's Mix 102.3, Haley and Max in the morning. And they have one of their favorite sons of Australia, Keith Urban, on their show. And the way I understand this, Keith Urban was not happy with something that they actually asked him a legitimate question. It's a little bit titillating, I guess. Something that probably should have been rolled with. Like if I was a famous star, like if I'm Keith Urban, and my wife is a famous actress, like Nicole Kidman. They wanted to know, how in the world are you able to process when she has to do love scenes in film. Keith did not like that. Now, I just wish Keith would have said something here. But this is how that unfolded on Mix 102.3, Haley and Max in the morning.
The first thing I thought of with your beautiful wife, Nicole Kidman, being on so many great movies, TV shows all the time. I watched a movie with her and Zac Efron recently, Family Affair. And I thought,
that's a good one.
What does Keith Urban think when he sees his beautiful wife with beautiful younger men like Zac Efron having these beautiful love scenes on TV and radio? Oh, why has that happened? What's just happened to you?
He's disconnected from Zoom.
Did he just hang up on us?
I think his team hung up on us because they didn't want us to ask that question.
All right. I thought that the crew on the mix, I don't think that was a bad question. Tophus says it's a weird way to frame that question. I don't think so at all. He referred to it as a beautiful love scene. Now, if he said it the way I would have said it, I mean, that would have, I think, been a real bummer. Well, it would have been great. What do you think about when Nicole, how do you react when Nicole's getting porked by Zac Efron? I don't think that's a bad question at all.
The first thing I thought of with your beautiful wife, Nicole Kidman, being on so many great movies, TV shows all the time. I watched a movie with her and Zac Efron recently, Family Affair, and I thought...
that's a good one.
What does Keith Urban think when he sees his beautiful wife with beautiful younger men like Zac Efron having these beautiful love scenes on TV and radio? Oh, why has that happened? What's just happened to you?
He's disconnected from Zoom.
Did he just hang up on us?
I think his team hung up on us because they didn't want us to ask that question.
I think the only thing that could have been weird if the previous question wasn't building to it, or was, you know, the previous question about something that was completely innocuous and innocent, and then all of a sudden he drops the heaviness on him like that. I don't know. If it's me, I would never, like, do it that way, where if it was something innocuous and, hey, I got to run this by you. But if we were kind of starting to put our toe in the water of that, I would definitely ask that question. If I'm him, though, there is a way to sidestep that. I mean, you can, I think you get a little bit more publicity, like, now, because it was, like, an awkward moment. Otherwise, we wouldn't really know about it. If he just said, well, you know, she sure is lucky, or anything, this would have been, nobody would have talked about it. I thought it was decent. I think that would have been a great opportunity for him to give a fantastic answer. Jeremy says it's a very free beer way of asking the question, long-winded and kind of creepy. Donut Dan is here. He says that's hilarious. Dan, we're now a couple of weeks removed from the dirty donut, which included your 9/11. When one of the participants of the race shit inside of the high school grounds, the actual inside the hallway by the trophy case of Martin High School. Some animal took a shit on the very populated hallway as participants in your beautiful race were walking through, and people were walking into it with bare feet and smearing it all over the floor. I witnessed this myself. Have you had the opportunity to tell this story to people, and is it funny yet? Because at the time when I broke that news to you, you were in shock. I watched the blood drain out of your face when I rushed back to the podium stand, and I said, I've got breaking news for you. Some animal has shit in the main hallway of Martin High School. There's shit there. And someone walked in it, and it's spread everywhere now. It's a total poo-poo Picasso. You just looked at me like, I cannot believe what you just said. And then Casey's retarded cousin started cracking up. Megan says the announcement could have sounded like, donut fuckers, we have a situation. I'm stealing situation. If somebody shits in the hallway next year, I'm dropping situation. Or I could say, ladies and gentlemen, last year we had a situation. We do not, if you have to go caca, make sure you hold it in. How about, chocolate lasagna in the hallway? Great joke. Chocolate lasagna, that's a Hot Wings classic. He came up with that one. Give credit where it's due.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
NFK situation. Dan says, it is funny now, but boy, was I pissed when it happened. How often, think about this, some of the greatest things that I have ever discussed on this show have involved shit. I don't know what it is, but to me, there's, because shit is such a horrible thing. I mean, honest to God. Something that it only has one spot, and that is in the toilet. And you get shit in places that aren't the toilet, and it leads to some wild-ass moments. Megan says, maybe you can get some of those red bags that they used on the poop cruise for swag at the race. You do need to understand, though, that... you can capitalize on this. I think that for next year's Dirty Donut, we can come up with a phrase and put it, you can put like, never forget Brown Hallway, Dirty Donut 2025. And you can start selling those next year. Never forget the Brown Hallway or some other horrible comment. Or way of putting it, so that those who know, know. You know, some of these races have like something that's added to the lore. Like the Boston Marathon, you know, isn't there like a special jacket you get? And there's lore behind the jacket. We can establish something with the human feces in the hallway from a marketing standpoint. I think there's an opportunity there. That people will love to laugh. Donut Dan says, maybe we make a sign that says poop-free zone for the front of the school. See, now you're thinking. You go poop-free zone, and then I can be announcing, ladies and gentlemen, you know that the inside of the school this year is a poop-free zone. The bathrooms are fine, but there is no poop in the hallway this year. We've got monitors and cameras in case somebody wants to poop in the hallway, and I'll be like leaning into it that way. And ladies and gentlemen, you can get your poop-free zone Dirty Donut t-shirt for just $45. I think this is called making lemonade, Dan. And you've got some bright marketing minds here. Some of the usual suspects are murder lover Linda. Megan, she's got a wizard. She comes up with this shit all the time. Donut Dan says we could have it sponsored by Depends. Look at that. Three great ideas. Yoda World says, use the shit emoji, put the Ghostbusters slash over it, and give it googly eyes or something. Amy says, these are all great ideas. Agreed. Linda says, the aid station attendants, the water station attendants could wear hazmat suits. Megan says, I bet you could get porta potties for free. We didn't need porta potties. The beauty of this event is you are right on the place. You know how like high schools have like campuses where like the football stadium and then there's like where we are, where the podium is, there's a building 100 feet away with ladies and gentlemen restrooms. And then in the school, there's a massive facility. So you just got to, literally, if you took a shit in the one and then walked into the school, you could be in another toilet in about 90 seconds. I have never been able to understand. I've been racking my brain how a person was able to even get shit to fly out of their clothing. And did they maybe actually pull their pants down and squat in the hallway and take a shit? Was this a prank? We don't know. But it was definitely human feces. That was ugly. Well, Dan, I'm glad you're here. We haven't spoken since that amazing story took place. I consider that story to be an all-timer. The shit incident at the Dirty Donut race. Not quite Gary at the Men's Warehouse, but few can. Some wiener in Grand Rapids decided that he wanted to set, I think, some kind of record. I guess there had been a record for the number of golf holes played in a certain amount of time. And he just set the record. He started at 6 a.m. and he played till 10 p.m. And the dude set the record for the number of golf holes played.
That's one.
I love it, and I want to keep being able to support it because it's supported me.
All right, now that's a wiener voice right there.
Keep being able to support it because it's supported me.
That's two. Three.
Wow, right off the back.
And four.
Another one. Nice putt.
Honestly, I don't remember a lot of it. Your body just kind of goes into like a flow state.
Par for the course at Eastern Hills in Kalamazoo is 72. Grand Rapids golfer,
a lot of puns.
Bradley Lardy recently set a record there.
Bradley Lardy?
No, not for lowest score, but for most holes played.
Get up and down from there. Oh, we're short.
361. He did it in one day.
You know, I have like a hot dog in one hand as we're going. Okay, jump out of the cart, hot dog down. And we're going. So it's a lot of go, go, go. I think I average about 3 or less minutes per hole.
How many strokes did it take to set the record?
Oh, my gosh. Short of 2,000, I'd say around 2,000 probably. Something like that.
Something like this or so.
I don't know anything about golf, but I think he's got a pretty sweet swing.
Something like this. Or so.
You better have a good swing.
Yeah.
You better have a good swing if you're playing that much fucking golf.
A lot of golf. And for good reason.
I would never have been able to golf without first tee. You know, I didn't have, you know, the financials to buy golf clubs or get lessons or anything like that. I didn't even know what golf was when I first started. But thanks to first tee, I was able to get into golf, and I want to get back to it now. hit the same side as me.
Lardy's Crucible on the course is specifically a first tee golf marathon record, a Grand Rapids nonprofit that tries to lower the barrier of entry to the game.
When you're keeping track of your own behavior, your own score, I've seen kids
they don't want
flourish.
Any poor kids.
We're building youth to thrive. That's what we're trying to do.
From teaching him putting to putting on the marathons.
That'll be a little long.
First tee is largely responsible for Lardy's 361-hole record.
How about this guy's voiceover?
He was a standout. He was running to and from his ball. He was fixing his own divots every shot.
As long as the nonprofit is raising money, you can find the golfer on the green.
Play. Nice course, by the way. Look at that shit. Look at that dump.
Every shot.
Yeah, that looks great. It looks like the retention pond that fat ass was swimming in.
As long as the nonprofit is raising money, you can find the golfer on the green, playing for as long as he can.
There'll be a day where I can't play, 360 holes, and I'll, play 54 holes. And I look forward to that day. It's going to happen eventually, and I will still play it.
For Fox 17 News, I'm Sam Landstra.
All right, so let's review. First of all, golf sucks. Second of all, what a stupid charity. As I say that, Megan writes, First Tee is a cool organization. Ugh. Third of all, what a waste of fucking time. God damn. Man, that is... Joe Martinez is here. He wrote, fuck you. Golf is awesome. Oh, no, it is not. That is a awful. That is the most awful game. All right? The only time golf is good is if you're drunk. And I don't drink. So it sucks. Because I'm there. And then everyone there is drunk. So it sucks even more. Donut Dan says golf is cheap compared to hockey and race cars. And there are plenty of Hill Jacks racing cars. I don't buy the, it's impossible for poor kids to play. Bullshit. Go to Play It Again Sports. You spend $80 and just hit them around the fucking schoolyard. Yoda World says, did he just say he looks forward to being paralyzed, or did I mishear that? I'm pretty sure that you misheard that. Tophus said that course looks like a sand pit where hill jacks go to ride dirt bikes. David says 3 minutes a hole. I call BS. Cole says, new asshole of the day guy. This guy passes shit pond guy. Dan says, did the golf guy shit on the fairway? Let's see. Megan says, Eric, my BIL. I don't know what that means. My BIL Neely has done this. I need to find out how many he played for First Tee. What's a BIL? And who's Neely? And why does he do dumb shit like this? Oh, brother-in-law. His name's Neely? Your brother-in-law is Neely? Yeah, tell him to quit fucking around and do something cool. Anyway, thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank can get you started on your healthcare.gov insurance policy or Obamacare. If you are in between jobs or your boss does not offer health insurance or you're a business owner, that's how you get your health insurance. You can also get a policy from the marketplace if your employer's healthcare costs out of your pocket is 9.75% or more of your pay. If it is, then you have an option to get your health care on the marketplace and you don't have to get your boss's shitty insurance policy. How do you know? There's more details to it than that. Frank's in charge of everything. Reach out to him no matter where you are. Buyinsurancehere.com and he will talk you through it. It's that simple. He gets paid nothing by you. It's all free. This will change your life, I swear to God. Just like our pal Derek D., who sent that email along the other day, very nice email, detailing how much Frank had helped him. Buyinsurancehere.com. Go there and mention me. He'll also get you started with your Medicare policy and your Social Security planning if you're an old bastard or you're taking it early. Some people take it early. There's also life insurance. If you want to get started on a life insurance policy for your family, go to buyinsurancehere.com. Thanks to Kuiper Tree Care. They just signed up for another quarter. They renewed marketing on the show. By the way, I will be cutting trees with Kuiper Tree Care. We're going to make a video of me doing tree removal. This is going to be ridiculous. I cannot wait. If you want information about getting Kuiper Tree Care out to your house here in West Michigan, call or text 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-2225. I'm sorry, 8225. That felt weird when I said it. Once again, 616-828-8225. For Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. The remains of a TikTok influencer have been... A lot of stories lately about water plants. This chick is in Peru, and she went missing. She's known as China Baby on TikTok. Millions of people follow her. And this has been the thing. You're getting a lot of OnlyFans stars and porn stars and TikTok influencers who are winding up dead. And I don't know why, but that is a trend. I don't know if you've got like a Boring Dean scenario going on where someone is stalking and just a fucking weirdo. But that is a thing. Every day I turn around, there's some story about another influencer who had something terrible happen to them. Well, this chick is also dead. Only 19. She disappeared. And so the water comes in, the wastewater plant, and it appears someone flushed her down the toilet. I am not kidding. Cut her up and flushed her. And so the chunks of this woman are traveling the route through the sewer system. And then there's like a grate. And if there's anything really solid, it gets stuck. And so the guys working at the wastewater treatment plant in Peru, that's what happened. Dismembered remains of teen TikTok influencer found clogging water plant days after she went missing, headline in the New York Post. No bullshit. So you're some guy working there and you're like, what the fuck? And there's like, you know, a pussy lip and a fucking finger and an ear. Oh my God. Mutilated remains. Tyler says, a pussy lip, LOL. David says, did they find all of her parts? Not yet. Not yet. Listen to this. They're only finding like bits and pieces. They found like a chunk of her back with a portion of a tattoo. The workers found the remains, and this is her right here. She's an odd looking bird. I I don't know. Maybe this is a pick. Maybe this is what they found in the grate here, because she looks dead. This is an odd looking bird. Yeah, this might be. This picture was taken at the wastewater treatment plant right after they fished this body part of her chest and head and face out, and hand and arm. Look at the teen's remains were uncovered at the plant. This is the part I just talked to you about. Here she is here. And that's the chunk with the tattoo. Wow. Great question for Chris. Has Chris ever found a tramp stamp at the poop plant? Dan says, is she going to be okay? Jeremy says she looks like the former wrestler China. You know what she looks like? She looks like one of those real dolls. You get one of those sex dolls. They're called real dolls, or they're like more expensive and they're more lifelike, but not really. And they have that permanent fucked up face like that. That's what she looks like. Tophus says, Jesus, she looks like something from The Hills Have Eyes. Tyler says she looks like her parents are related. Yoda World says, see, if you can flush a TikToker down the toilet, we should get a pass on the flushable wipes. Exactly right. That's a great point. That is a new TikTok challenge. Can you flush an influencer down a toilet? All right, a little bit more on this. Parts of the body were found trapped in the river filtration grid within the water plant a week after. Graphic videos showed the crew pulling chunks out of the plant last month. Some of her is still missing. She left her native Venezuela when she was still a minor to leave with her boyfriend, Mayaner Jimenez Castillo, who's probably in the U.S. working in a field somewhere. She never told us she was leaving. She just left, and that was it, a relative told La Repubblica. In 2022, the boyfriend was found dead by suicide. However, the family of boyfriend said that the chick was connected to his death. The brutal nature of the death is similar to methods used by human traffickers, according to the Peruvian National Police, who are investigating the crime. So, you know, maybe they had been aware that this had been happening, and they established, like, you know, like when you were a kid and you'd have, like, in your laundry tub, your mom would attach a nylon to that discharge hose out of the washing machine so when it drains. That's what they did in Peru. Essentially, they had a big nylon there, and it was full of, like, puss lips and whatever body parts flew out of that spot from that chick getting flushed down the toilet. Tophus says, did you find any TikTokers in the plant, Dan? I think you mean Chris. Megan says, you're right. She does kind of have that real doll mouth. And then she immediately regrets it. She writes, damn it, I feel bad for writing that. Do not feel bad. It's just a joke. None of this matters. It's all gone. It all gets flushed. We can say whatever we want. This is our safe space to say whatever we want. There is no feeling bad about awful jokes. This is where we can be horrible about moments like this, but still not as bad, even as close to as bad as the Boomer Bunker. I mean, they actually mean that shit when they write, go home, Haitians. We've got our work cut out for us. When it comes to the asshole of the day, I am completely out of material for the day. I feel a nap coming on today. You're wondering what I just did there? You might even have heard that. I had to crack my elbow. John Buchanan was the asshole of the day yesterday. He's always the asshole of the day. Bob says gallows humor is the best kind of humor, without a doubt. I think we've got golf kid, golf dork, or shit pond swimmer. I think that shit pond swimmer has enough stacked against him. So I'm going to make it the golf dork today is the asshole of the day. As usual, you've been a great audience. Thank you. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. And then after that, it's a Big Fraud Wednesday. So lots of fun things to get to a little bit later on. Make sure you sign up for 7 days free on Patreon, and you can enjoy the fun with us. I am attempting. There it is. Thought I was without my music to wrap up the show. Rebecca says, hey, great show and chat today. I agree, especially about the chat. Thank you so much. Talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.